Now, what does it mean when it says he fell down headlong, he burst asunder in the midst, and his bowels gushed out? Well, let me read to you from Matthew 27, verse 4. It says, saying, I have sinned in that I have betrayed the innocent blood. This is Judas speaking. And they said, what is that to us? See thou to that. And he cast down the pieces of silver in the temple and departed and went and hanged himself. Now, some people would say, well, there's a contradiction here. Because in Matthew 27, it says that he hung himself. But in Acts chapter 1, it says that his bowels gushed out. You know, that he fell down headlong. He burst asunder in the midst and all his bowels gushed out. You know, what's really going on here? You know, did he hang himself or did he just blow up? Like, what happened? Well, let me just say this. Acts 1 is simply the result of Matthew 27, okay? Because you got to think about this. If it says that he fell down headlong, that's just another way of saying he fell down head first, okay? So the implication could be that Judas basically hung himself on a cliff of some sort that was very high off the ground. Think about this, okay? You know, and I'm not trying to get gory here, but I'm just trying to help you to understand this, okay? So when he hung himself, basically, the moment when the force was applied to that rope, if it snapped, it would cause his body to turn and fall down headlong. Now, depending on how high he was, yeah, the force of his body hitting the ground, of how high it was, he would burst asunder. And that's happened to people. You know, they commit suicide, they jump off a building, or they're thrown off of a building of some sort. You know, they splatter, okay? And so, you know, the impact on the rocks could cause his bowels to basically gush out. So a couple things is that either when he hung himself, the rope snapped, causing his body to rotate, falling down headlong, bursting asunder. Or, you know, I've heard these theories as well, is that when it comes to execution and hanging someone, they often say, you know, if you hang the person too short, you'll snap the person's neck. Okay. If it's just right, you know, basically they strangle. If you do it too low, you could actually decapitate the person. It's actually a science behind hanging people. Okay. Everyone's face is just like. So it can be any one of these with Judas. So basically when he hung, it would make sense that this is what happened to him. Now you say, why would God put such a gory detail, you know, in the Bible? You know, why would he allow that? Why couldn't he just say, well, he just hung himself? Well, because I'll tell you why. Because he hates Judas. That's why. That's it. So his death and the manner in which he died will go down in history for all of eternity. You know, the fact that he hung himself, but God didn't just let him hang himself. He allowed him to burst the sun. He just blew him up. You know, just completely disintegrated his body when he hit the ground. And look, folks, make no mistake about it. God hates Judas. He sold his son. I mean, he basically betrayed his son. He's the son of perdition. You know, and in the spiritual application is this. Yeah, you know what? When he burst asunder, meaning he split hell wide open, is what he did. That's exactly what happened to Judas. So